Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, right? I mean, seriously. Yeah, and the only way you do that is you get informed. And once you get informed, it's easy peasy, right? Easy stuff. Then when somebody asks you a question, you really know the answer to the question. You know what you're talking about. Or at least have the basics. And you got enough of the basics to speak out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the... well, you know what? I love the stuff that's going on today. I mean, let's not deal with the actual mainstream stuff that's happening right now. One of the things that I thought was hilarious as I was reading through the court case. You remember, what was it, Paul Pelosi? Was he in his underwear in the hallway? You know, remember that whole scene? Well, the intruder, David DePoppi, he admits to hitting Paul Pelosi with a hammer after breaking down on the stand. You know, he went into tears. He was in federal court on Tuesday. He admitted he struck the former speaker's husband in the head at full force after breaking the couple's home. He was crying on the stand. He was recounting the October 28th, and a year later, my God. Also, though, he thought that Paul was dead after the attack. Now, until he learned he was being charged by the state of California for attempted murder, the 43-year-old told the court that he wasn't planning to hurt Paul, but ended up striking him once on the head after he tried to grab his hammer. Was this guy on drugs? I mean, seriously. He faces life in prison if he's convicted. Right? I mean, seriously, he might be convicted on attempted kidnapping charges. Really? Right? They're trying to say it was an attempted kidnapping charge on a federal official because he asked where Nancy was. I just find all this kind of interesting. Now, Paul Pelosi testifies himself on Sunday. He said the door opened and a very large man came in with a hammer in one hand, some zip ties in the other, and said, "Where's Nancy?" But they didn't look like they were arguing when you see what happened. Right? Pelosi said that he didn't set the home security alarm before going to bed. Does he always go to bed with a drink? Well, he is a Pelosi. Okay, just saying. Anyway. I thought this was hilarious. The guy's on there, you know, he's in San Francisco a year later. And now he's in court. He's upset. He didn't realize that he had a chance to he may spend life in prison. But you know, you'd be surprised. I'm surprised. You know, look, I had no intention of killing the man. I just wanted to hurt him. Maybe if he was in L.A., it would be different. Right? Gascon may handle it a little differently. What do you think? Just saying. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's some good news for you. I know some of you guys will appreciate this. The company that owns Miss Universe, filing for bankruptcy after accepting transgender contestants, and everything dropped. Sponsorships, tickets, everything is dropped. Right? Well, the 2023 Miss Universe pageant, known for its inclusiveness, it'll still take place this Saturday. The group behind it is filing for bankruptcy just days before the event. The business tycoon and transgender activist, and I can't even pronounce the name, Dakujabi, JKN Global Group, bought the organization for $20 million in 2022. He has international fame as a transgender celebrity. He described the purchase at the time as a strong strategic addition to our portfolio. But a year later, right, it's unstable. The whole group, the whole corporation is unstable. Now, there was a public document sent to the Stock Exchange of Thailand from JKN. It declared that JKN Global Group Public Company Limited has filed a petition for business rehabilitation with the Central Bankruptcy Court. What? Rehabilitation? I like that. It just filed just the other day. So they've issued an order to accept the petition. Now they're going to work with the company, do whatever they need to do. Miss Universe organization published a subsequent announcement declaring that, amid the current financial situation, that we confirm that Miss Universe will be held in El Salvador on the 18th of November. I mean, I thought these things were becoming, not that they should / shouldn't be, but I thought they were becoming a thing of the past. Seriously. Show them a senior note. I know. I want to some lighthearted stories. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Kula. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the best way to do it. I mean, it's the best way to make a difference, to make a dent, if you would. The MSNBC, I love this. They were doing an interview today. And one of their, I don't know, what do I call them, commentator? One of their crazy spewers, whatever, actually thought that that someone 45 years old could not keep up with Joe Biden. Now, I don't get it. How much drugs do you have to do to make a statement like that and actually believe it? Take a listen.
That very few of us and very few in the media really pay enough attention to the weight that this president carries each and every day. You mentioned most of it. Right now, he is carrying two twin towers of tyranny. One in Donald Trump here domestically, the other Bibi Netanyahu in Israel, who is perhaps the biggest obstacle to a two-state solution that exists today. So the president has that on his plate. He's got a meeting tomorrow with President Xi, Premier Xi in San Francisco. He's got that on his plate. But he has every hour of every day something that comes across his desk. None of us can comprehend the weight of the presidency every hour of every day. And as he would tell you if he were here today, it's amazing how every country in the world looks to the United States for help, for solutions, for just almost anything you can think of. Every single day.
You
read every newspaper in the country, read every newspaper in the country about President Biden. Within the first two paragraphs, they'll point out he's in his 80s. No kidding. Mm-hmm. He knows how old he is. You couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Someone 45 years of age couldn't do what he does every day, but he does it.
If you need more proof that these guys are so full of garbage, then your brain cells aren't working properly. Seriously. Think about that. He actually, this man is shuffling around the place. Can't go up a flight of stairs to his plane, his own plane. Can't remember the name of his VP. I mean, we can go on and on with all the mistakes that he's made. Trump didn't make those mistakes. I mean, we go all the way down the list. Bush didn't make those mistakes. Clinton didn't make those mistakes. And then he has the energy. He could do more. In 45, wait, see, he's got me tongue-tied. A 45-year-old? Is this guy for real? And I love the whole thing where, ooh, the whole planet looks up to the United States now. No, they don't. We're a laughing stock. They have had meetings that over in Europe. They've had meetings about world issues where we weren't even invited. That's how much they look up to us. That's how important we are all of a sudden. I mean, they do live in a fantasy land. What is it? We go to CNN or MSNBC. Is there something that they pump into the air that helps you think like this? And then the big deal that he's meeting President Xi in San Francisco. Wow. Right? I just get the biggest kick out of all this. I really do. And then you got Governor Newsom, or whatever you want to call him. In less than 2 weeks, in 10 days, he's able to clean up, spend all that money, clean up San Francisco. Right? Almost double the police presence because President Xi's going to be there. Can't do it for the American people. Can't do it for the California residents. Can't do it for the people who are paying taxes. They're living there. But he could do it for the Chinese president. Right? I mean, just amazing. Anybody with two active brain cells who thinks that Joe Biden has got it all together is either dishonest or stupid. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I love this guy. What, very few of us, very few in the media really pay enough attention. Are you nuts? You guys are all over this 24-7. We all are. Of the weight that he carries every day. The guy puts a lid on it like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They got to let him sleep for 10 hours. You can see him declining. You've been able to. Even some on the left are saying the same thing. This is why this guy's speaking up. Even some in the left in journalism say the same thing. That he's declining. Every country worldwide looks to the United States for help. No, they look to us for our money. That's what they want. It's just amazing. I mean, the way these people think, just amazing. All right, I'll breathe. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right, Missouri Attorney General reported, report exposes that the Soros-funded prosecutor, Kim Gardner, had over 25,000 cases dismissed. Right? 25,000. You realize what a big deal that is? She's a former St. Louis circuit attorney whose administration has been described as just a rudderless ship, totally in chaos. Right? The report is 62 pages long. It goes through an analysis of Gardner's time in office, her failed policies, the subsequent impact on the city's criminal justice system. All these cities that got Soros back, well, they knew what they were doing. Chaos. You got to create chaos. Right? Now, the Gardner report apparently puts into the public domain what went wrong, how it happened. What systems, you know, I'd love to grab, and you know, you can grab a copy of it. I'm going to look through it. I'll bet you can match up. Think about it. I'll bet you can match up Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, all these cities that have Soros-backed VAs. You heard the other night that Gascon, DA Gascon here in Los Angeles, hadn't prosecuted a case in court, has no idea how the system works, the nuances, what you run into. Soros-funded Kimberly Gardner was elected to office St. Louis Circuit Attorney in 2016. She assumed office in 17. She was reelected in 20. Which, you know, tells me that either people aren't paying attention or maybe they just don't care. They're so ideological, they don't care what happens to you as long as it's a Democrat sitting in that chair. That's how bad it's gotten. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. But Rick Amato.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One en route to San Francisco, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby confirms what Israeli officials have been saying about Hamas and the function of certain hospitals in Gaza.
We have information
the Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad use some hospitals in the Gaza Strip, including Al-Shifa, and tunnels underneath them to conceal and to support their military operations and to hold hostages.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are meeting in California on Wednesday to discuss a wide range of topics, which includes a deal to crack down on fentanyl trafficking. Republican Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt joins Fox Business to say he believes the deal will not work.
It's not like this is going to stop the flow, and I also don't believe China that they're going to crack down.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know how we do it, right? I mean, I never change, pretty consistent. You got to be part of the solution, which means you got to get informed first. And there's so much going on there. It's hard for me to keep up with a lot of these things. And I don't like, as you guys know, we were talking about this earlier, I do not like constantly going over the same information or the same stories or the same whatever that you're hearing all day long to begin with. That's why I love doing something like, some of those more freaky stories that we've talked about. Anyway, always a pleasure to have Rick Amato with me. He's a political commentator. He's a syndicated newsletter columnist. Rick is also the host of Politics and Profits with Rick Amato. And Rick, thanks for being with me.
Hey, Joe. Great to be with you and your audience.
So, Rick, we kind of texted back and forth earlier, and I think the one of the topics you chose is great, which is, Joe Manchin leaving. And I'm not so sure. Look, first of all, you think he backed out? I don't think he backed out to run for president. He doesn't stand a chance. Look at the poll. Look what's up. He just doesn't stand a chance. But you think he just didn't want the fight anymore, that he knew he was going to be challenged and he may have a problem?
Yeah, that's my hunch. I don't know that for a fact. I don't have any inside scoop on that. But I grew up an hour from the West Virginia border, by the way, in Pittsburgh. We're an hour from Wheeling, I think an hour from Morgantown. I think Joe Manchin felt that, why do I need this at this stage of my career and life? I don't need an embarrassment or stress out over a potential embarrassment.
Yeah, he was, some people consider him moderate. I don't know. I mean, he may have been a moderate when it came to making sure his butt was covered in voting the right way for the coal industry, oil industry, that kind of thing. But
yeah,
not really, right?
I would agree with that.
Yeah. So that area, as you know it or don't know it, I mean, are we looking at a good, solid potential for a Republican replacement?
All right, here's the story. Here's the story that I want to share with you and your audience. And by the way, this is a big story. The media is not covering it, what I'm about to say, and that in of itself is a story, and that in of itself, I think, says that they've got their head in the sand, they being the Democratic Party and those that they are in cahoots with in the media on how to play this. Look, West Virginia is a heavily Republican state right now. I don't know if you know this.
No,
I didn't know it
was aware.
Okay, it carried Trump in both 2016 and in 2020.
Wow.
Yeah. Now what I'm about to tell you is something that I didn't figure out on my own. I had this conversation with Dick Morris. Dick Morris, as your audience knows, is Bill Clinton's former presidential advisor.
Yeah.
What they may not be aware, and he is a current advisor to Donald Trump right now. And Morris brought this to my attention. I interviewed him. This interview will air tomorrow at youramericatv.com. And here's the story. And, you know, it's kind of shocking. I'll just say it. Here's what it is. Media is not covering it. West Virginia is now a heavily Republican state. It carried Trump in 2016 and 2020. It has a very popular Republican governor named Jim Justice. Jim Justice has announced he's running for the Senate to replace Manchin. Jim mm-hmm. Justice, the current popular governor, is expected to win. What does all that mean? Okay, let's say Justice wins, this Republican governor running for Senate replacing Manchin. Well, right now, the Republicans control the House. They have the majority, a thin majority in the Congress. If Jim Justice wins in November, it's now the Senate is now a tie. Okay?
Right.
And whoever has the White House, the vice president breaks the tie in the Senate. So let's just say a Republican wins. Oh, who is winning in Republican polls by a mile? We know who that is. All right. Trump is a mile. If Trump were to get the nomination, which it looks like he will, if he wins the general election, Republicans control the House, Senate, and White House. That's a big deal. And I'm being told that the fact that the media is not talking about it, I was told, Rick, don't think for a minute that the hierarchy of the Democratic Party, they're not aware, because they are, of this scenario.
Yeah.
They're sweating bullets right now.
Yeah, but they're banking this whole election, as you saw happen just the other night. They're banking everything on the abortion issue, mostly. Because they got really, if you think about it, what else do they have to stand on? They can't stand on the economy. They can't stand on world peace. They can't stand on education. They can't stand on crime. What else have they got left?
Unfortunately, I think you're right. Yeah. You mentioned crime. My golly, you heard what happened in D.C. last night with the president's granddaughter?
Yes.
If our listeners missed it, the Secret Service, in an unmarked car, protecting President Biden's granddaughter, unmarked Secret Service car, bandits tried to break in, didn't realize it was Secret Service.
Oh, I know, but bunch of idiots. But even so, to your point, though, I mean, seriously, D.C. was a heck of a lot safer than it is, you know, today. And even, I think it was Greta Sustern, she said, you know, I love D.C., I love this, I love this. I tell you, it's a very dangerous place to be. I never thought it would get like this. Now, she's not the most, she's not conservative, but she's definitely not a right-wing lunatic. She, you know, for her to say that, it's a big deal. It's a big difference.
Well, in the point, good point, and just to underscore the point that you and she just made, this break-in of the Secret Service unmarked vehicle took place in Georgetown, which is supposed to be one of the safest areas of Washington, D.C.
I love it. And they don't see themselves what's going on. They don't see themselves what's happening, which I just find this amazing, totally amazing, you know?
You know, and the other thing that's amazing, since we're talking about the Democratic Party, talking about the election, you know, you would think, we're looking for some, you know, what can they hang their hat on? Quite honestly, I think that Biden, you may disagree, but I personally feel that Biden should be able to hang his hat on the support that he's giving Israel. Problem is, within the Democratic Party, that's split.
Yeah, I think the only issue I would have with that comment, I'm not so sure it's as true. And when I say that, I want you to look at the fringe stuff, okay? He just released on another $8 billion to Iran, closer to 10, I think it was.
There's that going on.
Right?
I hear you.
And you know where that money's going to go. That money's going to go to Hamas. There's some way. What do you think Iran's going to do? Build some nice hospitals, nice schools? Not going to happen there, right? And when you look at the whole thing with him not meeting with Netanyahu, you know, he could have given more money to Israel, if you would, more air support. I talked to a general last week, and that if Israel had had more air support from us, if you would, but whether it's in equipment and or you know, actual armament or so forth, they may be able to speed this thing up. So, yeah, they haven't come out and said, no, we don't want. And, Rick, when you understand the Middle East, you really think you could have a ceasefire with those people? Seriously?
Of course not. And, you know, if it is Trump versus Biden in the general, a tremendous talking point for Trump, although I don't expect, you know, I'm sure if he says it, the media will just drown him out.
Yep.
It makes him sound like he's crazy. And that is, here we have, you know, Iran backing Hamas, attacking Israel. And when Trump was in office, there was a cordial relationship and agreement between Saudi Arabia and Israel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we don't see that right now, obviously. And, you know, it comes back to your point about...
Now look, hang tight. We'll come back after the break. Got a lot I want to talk about. Joe Messina, your host, Socofar, Rick Amato will still be with me when we return.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Robeson, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. You got to get informed first. You really do. That's why I have Rick Abato joins me, as he does from time to time. And, you know, again, Rick, now the button works. Great. I hate electronics, Rick. I hate electronics. But anyhow, you know, we were talking about Joe Manchin earlier, and I hope that some of the things you said are true. Some of the people in the chat room and a couple of texts I got from somebody said they believe you're right, too, that it's a very heavy Republican area now, and we shouldn't have any issues, you know, keeping that and then adding to the House and the Senate. And from your, what do they say, from your lips to God's ears, hopefully we will get Trump back in there again. I think that's what it's going to take.
Well, if we do, again, just imagine the sonic boom, the nuclear blast you're going to hear if Trump wins, and now the Republicans control the White House, the Senate, and the House.
Yeah, you know what? It'd be great. I know it's not going to happen. I can hope, right? But it would be great if you could get a two-thirds. Then you could do some of these... impeachments of these judges and other things that you need to do to get these nut jobs out of their seats. There's judges out there that are devout socialists, and you know it, and you can see it, and you hear it by what they're putting out there. It's really infuriating.
Well, I'm going to disagree with one thing. You said, you know, it's not going to happen. Well, it only doesn't happen if Republicans lose the presidential. And I don't think that's a given.
No, I don't either. I don't either. But as I said to you earlier, if they don't learn, now look, I am pro-life all the way, but if they don't learn how to speak to this issue, if they don't learn how to, you know, put it out there, I think it's not going to can them, but it is going to be a mountain for them to get over.
I agree.
And they're lousy at messaging. We suck at messaging. Always have, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
All right. So now a little quiet conversation between you and me here. Who do you think his VP choice is or should be?
Oh, it's going to be Tucker Carlson. I'm joking. Did you see that trending?
Listen, you cannot have two personalities that size in the same room, you know?
Yeah. That's funny. I don't know if you saw, but that was trending on social media the last 24 hours.
Oh, when they were at that match of some kind or whatever.
Exactly. And when I first saw it, I didn't know the background story, and I got an email. I was like, what? Tucker Carlson, running mate for Trump? You got to be kidding me. And then I realized after I dug into it, what was going on there.
Did you start texting him and going, come on, you should have told me.
Yeah, right? Exactly. To answer your question, Joe, it's a great question you ask. I actually asked that question of Dick Morris yesterday, who is an advisor to Trump. And he either... Maybe he knows and doesn't want, you know, it's not his place to say. But he flat out said, I don't know, I think he should pick me. He said, you know, in
all right. So he knows, or he's got an idea. He's just joking it up, you know?
Yeah. Now, Vivek Ramaswamy, I'm told, wants that position. That's the whole reason he's running. And, you know, he comes across as a young version of Donald Trump. And that may be why he's coming across that way, because he's strategically trying to present himself that way. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I have no clue either. He's not the guy that's going to give in because people say, I think you ought to or you should. I think right now he's raw in a lot of areas because he had people he thought he could trust telling him, you know, who to put in what positions, and it didn't work out well for him ultimately. So he might be sitting and doing the same thing now. He's being told to take on, like, what's her name, Lake out of...
That's right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's got a lot of names, I'm sure, being thrown at him. But you have to remember, too, is he's setting somebody up. The person in the VP chair, he's setting up to be the next president, potentially. And if that's the case, it has to be somebody who could truly carry the presidency, not somebody that we kind of like and we think is good at what they do and is a Republican or conservative. We're going, yeah, that would be a great choice. What choice can you get over the hump in 4 years?
Right, yeah.
So even looking at everybody that's sitting there, that's up there, you know, in that last debate, I knew Tim Scott was over, didn't you? I mean, kind of like the outsider standing off to the side, almost as if he's saying, when do I get my chance? When do I get my turn?
Yeah.
That was pretty sad.
Yeah.
Sorry, but it was. I have no idea. Somebody needs to enlighten me because I have no idea who and or why he'd choose who he would choose.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go. I thought Pence was a great choice in 2016 because he was part of the establishment. And Trump was not, and I just felt that, you know, someone who's not, who's an outsider, needs an insider on his ticket.
Yeah, that didn't, that was, like I said, though, that was interesting because it didn't work out well for him. Pence was not the guy everybody thought he was. And even now, you know, nobody was surprised that he pulled out of the race. Nobody was surprised that he, quote-unquote, suspended. He had stepped in it so much, almost, I got to tell you something. I don't know if you know him. I don't know if you've had contact with him. He came across at times almost as lethargic, didn't he?
He came across all the time as lethargic. And there's one time I met with him in person. I got invited to a private event in D.C., and I was stunned. He came across with energy and charisma.
We're talking about Pence, right?
We are. And it was the first and last time I saw that energy and charisma.
Wow.
I was like, where is this on television every night when he's on?
So let me ask you, I guess we just found out that what it takes to clean up these major American cities is to invite President Xi to visit your city, huh?
I'm glad you brought that up, because earlier you mentioned crime being an issue for Democrats. Did you hear the story that a news crew from Eastern Europe, I forget which country off the top of my head, in San Francisco covering the Xi meeting with Newsom, and they got robbed at gunpoint?
I think I heard that, but I had...
Yeah, I mean, that's third world country-ish.
Oh, God.
You know? Yeah,
it was a while back where I don't remember the news crew, but the thugs actually walked up and stole the camera, the microphone, and everything from them as they were doing a live report. And I was just rolling around laughing, thinking, what else did you expect when there's no police around?
That's right. That's right.
You know, I want you to think about something, Rick. Governor Newsom's got San Francisco, he had to be part of that. You know as well as I do, he was part of that. So up in San Francisco, he got those streets cleaned up in less than 10 days. He moved those people out because, you know, can't move them. Those are their homes. He moved them. He moved their tents, washed the streets and all the graffiti down in a matter of 10 days. He put all these planters up so they can't get back in there, but they'll get back in there as soon as she leaves, and
right.
was able to do that in a relatively short period of time. You know the amount of people he had to put on that. You can only imagine what that cost was. And he put up the safety gates, the safety fences, and double the police presence. Now, we can do that for a visiting dignitary. Can't do it for the people who live there.
That's a great point.
And he'd get voted in for a third term if we let him. Go ahead.
This is hypocrisy. I don't care if it's a Democrat or a Republican. It's wrong. It shows elitism. You know, it's why I tend to be anti-professional politician. In this case, it's Democratic. And it's disgusting. And the Democrat Party, here's the other thing that's disgusting about it, Joe. If it happened on the right, Republican voters, Republicans, and the media would call them out on it. But instead, the people on the left just kind of ignore it. And it takes a Joe Messina or a Fox News to call it out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But I got to tell you something. You're right. You're sitting there, but we back down so easily. We are stuck on wanting people to like us, and there's very few people in the party. There's even fewer percentage-wise in Congress right now that will stick up and fight, that will actually open their mouths, stand for what's right, and not really care for getting reelected. Look, I talked to a congressman that I know personally, and he says the average mindset is, I can't do anything unless I get reelected. And I'm saying, I don't need you reelected because you're not doing anything now.
Right.
You know, it's really sad, the mindset that they have when it comes to being elected, reelected, and that kind of stuff. All right.
And I know we're down in less than a minute or so. I want to get this out there real quick.
I was going to say, get your information out now so people can find you.
Okay. I was going to tell another quick story, but if we're down to less than that.
30 seconds. Go for it.
Go to my news site, youramericatv.com. I have an interview there, an exclusive interview with the Pulitzer Prize cartoonist that got canceled by the Washington Post. And my interview with Dick Morris about West Virginia will be there tomorrow morning.
Great. Perfect. Guys, go out and check it out. Rick, always a pleasure to have you on with me. Joe Messina, your host. You know, coming up next is Brad Dacus. We're going to talk about your legal rights and how you can exercise them. We'll be back in a few minutes.